You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This week for City Counselling, I spoke to Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson about the consultation process on Auckland Council's long-term plan and the removal of a portion of Auckland's public rubbish bins. Here is that interview. So why should people engage in the consultation of Auckland Council's long-term plan?
Well, it's super important that you engage. And if you jump on akhaveyoursay.nz, that's the way to do it, right? So long-term plan is a 10-year plan for the city. So it's really important, particularly for younger Aucklanders, to feed in because that's the city you're going to inherit and enjoy. So we need your help in the future direction of it in terms of stuff like public transport and walking, cycling, parks, all the stuff that council does. We really, really need your help in deciding what to do about it over the next 10 years.
What is the significance of this plan in particular?
Yeah, so the 10-year plan is that actually comes around every 3 years, despite the name. But it's a hugely significant plan for the future of the city, and particularly at a time where we have cost of living crises, we've got all kinds of challenges in terms of running the city. I think this could be maybe the biggest budget our city's ever had. And we definitely need people's help in trying to decide some of our priorities and where to take the resources.
What is being done in terms of outreach to get people to respond?
Well, we're promoting it as much as we can, both kind of online and in person, and also reaching out to particularly younger Aucklanders and Aucklanders of different ethnic backgrounds, those kind of things. We've got different translations for people to feed in because it's, you know, all of our city, right? And so we need to be reaching out as much as we can into our communities, particularly those that may not have heard that they actually can feedback back into these kind of things and tell us what you need, if it's something large in terms of transport staff or if it's even small, like we want you to upgrade the playground down the road, that kind of stuff, right? So, yeah, we're reaching out as best we can into every community.
Council has recently announced a slashing in the number of bins available in public spaces. Why was this decision made?
Yeah, so that was actually made in the previous budget decision. And I think, firstly, it's an important segue into telling people to feedback and this kind of stuff. But also, look, it's part of a suite of cuts to public services. And a lot of councillors were very concerned about that kind of approach, and we raise those concerns through the budget debate. I think we have real solidarity with the community members that are really angry about this, and I personally think that we should be reviewing that decision as quickly as we can.
There are reports of school kids throwing pie wrappers on the ground and dog owners debating tossing poo bags in the ocean. Is there an environmental cost to this decision?
Well, that's just it. It's an environmental cost. And I think those examples are really good. But also there's a financial cost to this that's really hidden, right? So if there's no bins around, we could end up with situations of illegal dumping, which is expensive to deal with. So, you know, I would encourage Aucklanders that if they do find instances of large amounts of littering, dumping, that kind of stuff, call into council, and we need to jump onto it as quick as we can. But yeah, there's an environmental and a financial implication to all of this.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson on the long-term plan consultation and the removal of some of Auckland's rubbish bins.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.